The Run Home with Joel and Fletch. Introducing the Hyundai Staria Load, the only van with ANCAP 5-star and platinum safety rating. All your faves in one place, including AFL, NRL and Formula One on KO Sports. It's time for the Doyens of Drive. Joel Kane and Brian Fletcher. The Run Home with Joel and Fletch on SEN starts now.
Yep, it sure does. The Run Home with Joel and Fletch, all thanks to Hyundai and KO, introducing the Staria Load, the van that's huge on safety, and all your faves in one place, including AFL, NRL and Formula One on KO Sports. We're looking forward to a big show here today. However, you're listening, 1170 SEN in Sydney, 1620 SEN on the Gold Coast, SENQ, SENQ on DAB+, SEN app is the way to download. You can get us through Spotify as well if you want to listen to the podcast. Have your say. You guide the show. Today we are going through the Ryko Filters call line, 1300 01 1170. Ask your mechanic for Ryko Filters, the professional's choice. Now, I've got to say this, the weather apps were telling a few porkies today because I looked at the weather app and it just had rain emoji after rain emoji after rain emoji. Well, I've seen Duck Egg. It's been a beautiful day in Sydney. So let us know where you're listening, how you're listening. 1300 01 1170. The text 0457 736 736. Make or break is the surfing doco. And I'm pleased to say our man has been back frothing on the waves. Is that right, Brian?
Yeah, went for a paddle today.
Yeah. Steamer or spring suit?
Steamer.
Yeah.
And you don't say spring suit, you say springy. Like the spring roll. Yeah. No, it was good to get out for a bit of a wave. Wasn't much chop.
Nah.
There was no one out there, which was good.
Yeah.
My eyes are stinging. I think I might have got a little bit of some sort of like salt in there or something, but it's really sore.
that's some sort of interesting salt. Out of the ocean.
No, not salt. What was I going to say? Well, that's anyway, I don't know. It's really sore.
You've been sleeping okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm on the CBD oil.
Oh, right. So that all up the spinal ease pillow. Good night, nurse.
Oh, good night. But I've told you the spinal ease pillow, if you lay on your mattress when it's a really firm mattress, haven't got a spinal ease mattress yet. Is that cash for comment?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
What are the rules around cash for comment? Because I got a 4-in-20 lasagna topper the other day, and I was talking about it, and someone dropped it over. So,
well, that's not cash. You're getting a little prize, I think.
Yeah, but I think when the big boys over there at the other station got caught up in this, they were getting all sorts of treats.
But do you reckon a lasagna topper is classified as enough cash?
You never know. You start there, and then off you go. Anything over $50, if you work in the government. Yeah. You have to declare.
Now,
chocolate declare.
I was driving here and I was parked at the lights and I saw this bloke tapping the walk thing, whatever it is, the button.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
And, mate, it was our man Gibbo. He was skipping towards work. He's had a brilliant week, Gibbo, haven't you, Gibbo?
Oh, I've had a brilliant Tuesday, Wednesday. But, yeah, I was also, I had a surf as well this morning.
Did you?
You could still, boardies are still the go.
Yeah, it's still, I was too
still
hot.
Still the go.
What, were the rashy?
Nah, I like to get the gear off. Yeah.
Well, even now?
Yeah, it's cool. Like the water's about 23, 24 degrees and it was 19 degrees, sunny. You can just get a little bit of colour just before the winter comes. So your back gets nice and brown. So the ladies
I reckon he'd rip our man Gibbo.
Yeah, I've seen some footage of him.
Yeah.
Were you regular surfers? Like it takes a couple of months before the water kicks in, right?
Yeah.
It's probably a 2-3 month period. So it's May, feels like February at the moment in the water.
Well, February's usually freezing because you get those nor'easterlies coming in and the water. Sometimes on those really hot days, the water can be freezing.
But is that because it's really warm? Like it's a...
No, it's just freezing.
Water effect?
We've had because the temperature in the morning has been so cold, usually that drops the temperature a little bit. So if we have 2-3 more weeks of that, I'd say wetsuits in a month.
Right.
Probably. But it depends how brave you are as well.
Yeah. You're pretty brave.
No, not brave at all.
Now, Brian, your wacky team Wednesday, just hold fire. 4 o'clock we were released, but Brett's got his in nice and early. So, Brett, we have tagged that. You're all over it. And we will address the wacky team Wednesday very shortly. This is what's coming up today. We've got the Kiwis, Kirsty Stanway and Beaver Donald. Beaver's been over in Europe, has he?
Spain. Wow. With the All Black Masters team.
Oh.
Kirsty back?
Kirsty's
where
back.
Is she, Joel? Which
Kirsty? I don't know.
Asking the wrong person.
Blocked. You're blocked.
No. Drewy Mitchell. Hot Mike Drew Mitchell. Hot Mike Drew Mitchell's going to join us. Darrell Yao Ye. Looking forward to that. Brett Phillips. He loved the intro yesterday, Brett. We might have to do something similar. And, of course, the coal miner. Looking forward to that. Couch surfer. Yeah, Dunny, I'm the same as you, mate. I'd love to be able to do it. I really would.
You can do it.
Yeah.
Challenge yourself. If it doesn't change you, doesn't challenge you, it won't change you.
Okay, well, I might Boom. Just do Get that. Hey, boys, how good is the Stories of Origin podcast? My aubergine has grown after listening. God, it gets me going.
I like how you don't...
Time to ramp it up for Origin, boys. Let's go. George from Regentville.
I like how you don't read through it before you just come out and say, my aubergine has grown. What is this? What's the Stories of Origin?
It's a Channel 9 podcast, which I think are all Freddie stories... Gus.
Snoresville.
Number 2 on the top 10 NRL podcast.
Snoresville.
Yes.
What's number 1?
That's a tough one, Graham. Yeah. India. I'm not too sure.
Well played, Gibbo. Hey, Fletcher, anything over $5 in government, you have to declare from so much a lot of Empire Bay. Now, this one, hi, guys. Anything over $30 has to be declared. Young Magpie Gun, Jack Ginnivan signed the bottom of a meat pie for one supporter after the match on Sunday. James from Mortylock. Can I just say something about signings and stuff?
Mm.
And I do love how the players are getting around, but I've seen about 1,000 too many videos of a player giving someone boots.
Oh, no.
Have you?
I've seen it, but it is a good, it's a nice touch. It's classy.
But I'm just concerned, Brian, about the ratio of boot giving away when there's a camera up your shaminda.
Right, okay.
Like, is it all for the cameras?
Well, what about the ones where people, like certain players are taking off the pads from the goalposts, the Gold Coast? And the signage.
Pushing the pass.
Too far?
Too far. I mean, someone is being addicted to the nice comments. And I mean... Yeah, it's nice. We don't need to have players taking the cold.
But what about if the kid asks for it? The kid goes, "Can I have your boots, Joel?"
But that's what they're all doing now. We're creating, gimme, 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 gimme. Mm. After a game, all the kids are saying, "Gimme, gimme, 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 gimme."
It's a perfect storm, right? You've got the fan, you've got the player, and then you've got the third party, the filmer, who's after the likes, retweets, and then they'll send it to, you know, the outlets and go, I tag people in it and go, I'll get 8 extra followers because I just shot Nathan Cleary giving boots to Johnny on the Gold Coast.
But Nathan Cleary's got an endless supply of boots. I mean, we've seen it.
Yeah, okay, so I don't think what should he come out with? What should players now do?
I just don't think it's worth broadcasting.
Reggies? Cozzies? Well, they just get the Reggies off.
Oh, that'll go. That'll lead the charge.
Yeah, that's what they've got to give away.
So socks.
Give it away.
Okay, in order of important to not important, socks, obviously.
No.
They're no good. No. Shorts are no good.
No.
They've got to change it up a bit.
Well, the jersey throws the gear steward's head off. They need the jerseys.
Yeah. Mouth guard.
Yeah, there you go.
That is a collectible item. Yes. If I can get a McInnes mouth guard as well.
Yeah, that's
Mervs.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Mervs.
Yes.
The jock strap, which we don't get around. Yeah.
We need more jock straps out there.
Why don't we wear them? They wear them in NFL. We've got to start wearing them.
But that's what Jones used to talk about, didn't he? He talked about the mouth guard, right? So Jones used to talk about they'd be having for AJ, our man, ramp it up, Jonesy.
Horny,
mate. They'd sit down for breakfast.
That Jonesy,
yes,
gotcha,
mate. He'd sit down there ahead of a big game, and they'd be in the buffet, and he'd say, "What do you see there, boys? You know, what do you see there? Oh, bacon and eggs, Jonesy. No. You see the egg has participated in this, right? But the bacon." But the bacon has really put itself on the line. You know what I mean?
The chicken
participated with the egg, right?
Yeah.
But the bacon, don't worry about the bacon, the pig, it put itself on the line. So what are you, Brian? Are you the bacon or are you the egg?
Because the bacon's brown bread.
Brown bread.
The egg's the just excess.
So what I'm saying is the player who gives away the mouth guard, that's the bacon. Yeah. They're in. Pair of boots and socks. Yeah, oh, that's the egg participating.
Point system. Yeah. Are you screaming for a point system? Yeah.
I just don't. I just don't need to see another clip of someone giving one of their 6,000 boots away.
Yeah.
They give them
well done to the kid. Congratulations to the kid.
But what's the player supposed to do? Can't say no because then he'll cop it from the public.
No, they can't say no. I just don't think it's a story. I don't think we need to see it broadcast everywhere. But anyway, I'm being probably footy boot Grinch on this. But anyway, 1300 01 1170. What did you get up to yesterday, Brian?
I was working with you.
That's right. That's exactly right.
No, I did. What did I get up to?
Tuesday night.
No, nothing. After my clutch starting extraordinary. nothing really. I was boring. No, yeah. I need a good show.
Oh, I was just going to say, started watching David Letterman's season two of his interview series. Yeah. So he's had Kevin Durant.
Wow.
He had Ryan Reynolds and Cardi B, the first three. Episode four is Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
You know what I discovered about you?
So good.
You're an American living in Australia.
You are.
You want to live in America. I know it.
Why don't you do it, Brooksy?
I did a year in Canada.
Yeah, that's not America.
It was close. No, but it's on the border, and that's as close. Like, it's hard to get a green card.
But you are sick for
it. Have you seen Gerard Depardieu?
Do you want me to speak to the Texan?
Yeah.
He might be able to get your job over there.
You are sick for it.
USA.
Speaking of the Texan, gee, that was horrific news.
Oh, it's horrific.
It was an 18-year-old who is deceased also, who went on the rampage. 21, I think.
19 kids, children.
But you know the thing is, and I've spoken to the Texan about this, it'll never happen.
No.
The gun laws over there, the lobbyists, that they've got so much money that it'll never happen.
No.
And we saw.
And it'll be suicide from a point of view, from an election point of view. They tell me that there is such a following behind.
You can't.
You know, this.
I went to visit the Texan, and we went to a shooting range. Mm. And the bloke goes, "Where are you from?" And I said, "Australia." And he just said about John Howard after Port Arthur. He says, "You just don't stand up for yourself." And I'm going, "Mate, our ratio of deaths per, it's gone because of that." And he's going, "No, it's your right to bear arms." I'm going, "Mate." Like, he was semi, like, trying to get it over me.
Yeah.
So I just missed him.
All the political satirists use John Howard as the example of how we should change things in the US. You see it every time there's a shooting, every time they go, John Howard with the buyback scheme after Port Arthur. This is what they did in Australia. Maybe we should look at something like this.
But how do the really pro-gun people over there in America, when they see these stories, and America massively over-indexed when it comes to that, how do they actually rationalise in their own heads?
Well, they always say, "Oh, he had mental illness. Oh, he's come from a broken family."
But that
or
doesn't
he got the
change gun. It. Yeah, no, that'll continue that stuff.
Exactly.
Well, their groups come out when Sandy Hook happened. They said, "Oh, well, if there was more armed security guards at schools, then that wouldn't have happened."
Yeah.
So they're saying how they spin it.
Yeah, or the kids should have had their own weapons.
Have you seen
to
that?
Fight back. Like, it's just never ending.
Sacha Baron Cohen, in one of his documentaries, did that whole thing of the fake character, the Israeli ex-Marine. And he did this thing where kids aren't young enough and basically went to all these ex-senators and they did these fake ads about a gun in a toy, a gun in a teddy, all this stuff, and the guys actually filmed it.
They're buying it.
Yeah, they bought this whole thing. Yeah, it's amazing.
Well,
and it
just
shows.
What was that series again?
It was
something
the one
in America,
that was on Stan.
It?
Yes,
coming to America. Oh.
Yeah, I'll have to. Yeah, I'll have a look. But yeah, it was on Stan, and it was amazing. Like some of the stuff that he was doing just to catch out. Like it was about Guantanamo Bay. It was about guns. Yeah. It was all this stuff.
The bowling for Columbine, that was the first one. Michael Moore when he came out.
Yeah.
And then even then, that was how long ago was that? That was 20 years ago. Probably.
Yeah, it would have been, Columbine.
Well, this one here was the deadliest shooting at a U.S. primary school since 20 children and 6 adults were taken at Sandy Hook in Connecticut. That was almost a decade ago. So,
Columbine 99.
Actually, while we were on this, Warriors coach, when I'm talking Warriors, I'm talking about the basketball, Steve Kerr, he fronted the media prior to their game 4 Western Conference clash, and that was against the Mavericks in Dallas. Now, just to set the scene here a little bit, Brooksy, which you're well and truly across, he is a youngster. His dad got shot.
Malcolm,
is that right?
Yeah. So he was born in Beirut, Lebanon. His dad worked in the embassy, the U.S. embassy in Beirut, and it was basically a hostage situation over there, and Malcolm was killed. So this is something, murder, obviously, close to Steve Kerr's heart. When he was at the Spurs, Greg Popovich, he was the assistant coach. Greg was the coach as well. Around that time, Sandy Hook, they were very outspoken about guns, and he has been since. So you can tell that he and Greg Popovich tried to lead this movement from the older white male perspective that we need to eradicate guns in America.
So we caught up with about a month, probably a couple of months ago now, Doug Gottlieb, who's a leading broadcaster over there, Fox. And he was very passionate about it as well. So you can imagine his show coming up. But Steve Kerr, the Hall of Fame basketballer, here's what is he a Hall of Fame basketballer? He's certainly
will
a huge
be
name.
He for will what be. He's done coaching-wise.
Yeah, here's what he had to say.
In Southern California, now we have children murdered at school. When are we going to do something? I'm tired. I'm so tired of getting up here and offering condolences to the devastated families that are out there. I'm so tired of the, I'm tired of the moments of silence. Enough. There's 50 senators right now who refuse to vote on HR 8, which is a background check rule that the House passed a couple of years ago. It's been sitting there for 2 years. And there's a reason they won't vote on it, to hold on to power. So I ask you, Mitch McConnell, I ask all of you senators who refuse to do anything about the violence and school shootings and supermarket shootings, I ask you, are you going to put your own desire for power ahead of the lives of our children and our elderly and our churchgoers? Because that's what it looks like. I'm fed up, I've had enough. We're gonna play the game tonight, but I want every person here, every person listening to this, to think about your own child or grandchild or mother or father or sister or brother. How would you feel if this happened to you today? We can't get numb to this. Do you realize that 90% of Americans, regardless of political party, want background check, universal background check? 90% of us, we are being held hostage by 50 senators in Washington who refuse to even put it to a vote, despite what we, the American people, want. They won't vote on it because they want to hold on to their own power. It's pathetic. I've had enough.
I tell you what, Steve Kerr, you've read the room, mate. That is outstanding. That is outstanding. I'll tell you why, because that press conference was before, which you could have said prior to him doing this, a major game coming up for them. And it is a major game. It's finals time over there in the NBA. He's coaching a team. He comes out with that. No mention of basketball. He's read the room because that is far more important, far more larger than what this silly game of basketball. And I don't mean by silly game of basketball, but to give it context, gee, he handled that well, Brian, I thought.
Yeah, the impact was just, you can imagine all those journos just sitting, and there was no, you could hear a pin drop. Everyone was just going, goodness me. I mean, he's out of sport. But it is, it's shocking. And they have to do something about it. I know I don't want to start getting political, but I didn't know this, but you can go into Walmart and just buy a gun. So all they're asking for is just a bit of a, like Steve Kerr's saying, a bit of a background check.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a big deal, but apparently that's against, the right.
But he's right, and he called them out. He said, look, to you senators, you're putting yourself in front of people's lives.
Yeah.
You know, well played. I thought that was very, very classy.
Every state's obviously governed differently. It's a lot of the southern states. Is it Brooksy?
With regards to
the gun control,
there's separates, but obviously the federal system can pass this sort of stuff and make sure it's nationwide that there is.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well done too, Brooksy. We've been hearing snippets throughout the day here on SEN, and that was the longer version there to give you a good context of what's going on over there. Tragic stuff, as we mentioned, 19 kids. 21 in total. That's very, very sad. This is the Workwear Group Trade Hour. Trojan Tools Built Tough exclusively at Bunnings Warehouse. Text in the show 0457 736 736. You can tweet or slide into our DMs at Joel Fletch SEN. After the break, taking your calls on the Ryko Filters call line.